entendés la cosa? It's too hard. It's very hard.
This is a bordoneo.
Bordoneo. Yes.
That's when you change the hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the melody in the bass in your left hand and harmony on your right hand.
Yes.
And Cecilia hasn't done that yet.
Not yet. No.
That's next.
Excuse me. I leave it now. I'm sorry.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hermano.
Okay. Bye.
No te veo.
Pronto nos vemos.
Se me tiene que ir por allá.
Nos voy a ir por allá con la cámara para filmar.
Okay. Sí, sí. Allá está chévere.
De repente sí, no sé.
Ahí tenemos el escenario ahí todo.
Dios mío, está comprometido, hacer cosas.
Bueno.
¿Y tú decirle?
Hola, amor.
Chao.
So, and what were you saying? The people in the country, out in the plains, a lot of them play the harp with three fingers.
With three fingers.
Like you say that makes them very strong?
Yes. Very strong and crazy, but you see it, it's incredible.
In other words,
it changed the whole thing. You know, if you the same string you pulse with this finger or this finger or this finger or this finger,
sounds different.
Yeah. Somehow, you know, I don't care. It sounds different. It's not the same doing like this, like this. Or in the music, it's going to sound different to you. Yeah. Even though it's the same.
So when you watch one of those guys, it's...
Oh, no, I get amazed.
It doesn't make much sense to you.
No, yes. I get crazy. Yes. It's incredible. If you go one day there to Venezuela, you go to the places where they play this music, and you get... How can they do this? It's incredible what I do. Yes.
Tell me what
the vals. Yes.
What's the
name? Sombra en los Médanos. Then I explain you what it's going all about.
Okay,
thank you. sombra en los médanos.
Médanos.
Sombras, shades. Médanos is a desert in Venezuela, in the east. In the east of Venezuela, there is a desert with dunes. You know, it means shade in that dunes. Because that...
excuse me, it's like a desert then?
It's a desert, yes, dunes. sand dunes, big sand dunes, huge. And because that is close to the Curaçao area, this vals in Curaçao is so popular that is in the 15th or the 15th, you know, a celebration. Is the what they play, they dance, you know. But in Venezuela, everybody knows that tune. I say, if it's Venezuelan, they know that tune, for sure. You know, it's no, no matter. Now, el pasaje. Let's play a pasaje. Let's play one of myself.
¿Cómo se llama?
Let's play a pasaje that I made myself.
¿No tiene nombre?
No, it's cannot put name, just my own pasaje. In El Orza. It's a town The name is El Orza.
It's the, by one of the rivers of the plains. Sí, está en El Orza.
What do you see as next for Cecilia?
What I want?
Cecilia. What's the next stage for her? Where do you see, what level is she at now, and then what comes next?
She has a good platform now to start. Now she has to learn, listen to music and figure out the way to play it. Most of the music fit in the harp. If she practice, it comes along. It comes by itself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's coming.
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about what you learned? I mean, you're excited or pleased?
Yeah, I was very, I think it's a privilege, you know, it was very, like, exciting, first of all. I like the trip over there, it was very nice.
To the festival?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nice. I like that town. And I like it because you can learn different music. It's like, you don't, there's no limit. You can just.
On the harp, you mean?
Yeah. Like, let's say he comes here and I just put a tape. And any song that comes on, he can start playing it, you know? Like, and it's amazing. I haven't gotten to a point yet, but since he's gotten used to the sounds, he can just come up with the music right there.
But you're doing real well. I'm amazed how much you've learned in such a short time.
Yeah.
So what next? What do you want to do with it next?
I just would like to play more songs, collect money.
Repertoire. You want to build up more songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to. Later on, I could maybe find a job or something concerning the harp. I don't know.
Let's see what happens. I want you to invite her to the next festival. Okay?
That's another story.
Okay. Kind of rhythm. I play, for example, cumbias, which are dancing music, but comes very close to el pasaje, because it's the rhythm that I produce in my hand.
So do you always play in 3/4 time?
Almost, yes.
Yeah. Is there any other, did you play any 4/4?
I cannot explain, I really don't think about, but I see very little difference if I play some other, like let's play some Colombian coast from the cumbia.
Colombian
from the coast, from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Yes. They don't play that in the harp. They used to play that with accordion and other instruments, accordion and güiro.
Is it in the harp tradition? Do a lot of harp players play with the percussion player, or do they usually play solo or with cuatro?
With cuatro and maracas, yes.
Cuatro and maracas.
Maracas, yes, yes. Rhythm lately, not too many. Few ones, not too many.
What? Not too many what?
No, not too many play with rhythms. They play with maracas, they're not the drums and things like that, no.
Oh, okay.
They don't.
How about any of the gourds or anything?
No. Lately, it's a group that Hugo Blanco does that, you know? Can play that.
How about. In the country. What's the more traditional way?
Huh?
The traditional way, you know, the old way.
The way we do is.
Vals, pasaje, and horopo.
Yes, yes.
I can sing pretty good now.
Yeah. This is very traditional, very popular and traditional and folkloric.
But how about other instruments? Cuatro and maracas there or not?
Yes. Arpa, cuatro y maracas. That's the basis. Yes.
And voice.
And the voice, yes.
is there almost always, like in the country when they play, is it almost always dancing or not? Or
Yes.
Usually dancing.
Yes, they dance too, yes. Joropo also is the party. The party is
el
joropo.
That's the name of the party.
Yes.
What is it? Does it have any meaning or does?
It's a rhythm. But it's the name of the party. You know, they can say, I'm having a joropo. The party, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that. Yes.
Let me get straight. I'm confused on something. Where were you born? What city?
Caracas. Caracas.
In Caracas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would you say is the last thing that a harp player develops? You know what I mean? It's one of the things that comes after years.
The modern rhythms, like the cumbia.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a year for me to develop, be able to play that, because pasaje, joropo, vals is one wing. The other is everything else, you know? This comes in the rhythms, the only two kind of rhythms. That joropo, pasaje, vals, and the other, which comes rock and roll, tango, merengue, guaracha, Mexican, everywhere in the other group. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the other group, it's very hard. Like that, cumbia. You know, it comes together with the rock, the same pattern, you know, somewhere different than the vals. Mm-hmm. And pasaje joropo. For me, it's like a very old kind of rhythm. It's before. I find no machines can do that rhythm.
Of what?
Pasaje joropo and valses. Even they say waltz. But it's another kind of waltz.
Oh yeah.
You never go in there. The accent they put, the machine never put the accent where we want the accent. Oh. Only the Venezuelan music that got that feeling. I can play some other styles and they go to the other group. For example, you can play even American music. It goes to the other group. You know, for example, like this. Thank you. It's another Peter the Knife. Together with my, Mike and Peter the Knife. Look, like I am. Right now I need the thumb pick, you know. Oh, sometimes okay. I miss, you know, the string because I'm used to use a thumb pick.
And that would be for the treble? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're used to playing with a thumb pick. Mm-hmm. Now. That's the way you usually play?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Maybe 10 years or something like that.
Wow. What made you do that?
Playing too many hours, getting hurt my finger. The next day, hurt, you know? And I discovered that don't hurt at all. And sounds more, you know, you give more sound to it.
Does it make that one string louder than the other, so, you know what I mean?
This is the one who works more. That thumb,
the
right,
on the right hand.
Say the one who work more.
Uh-huh.
And that way, you save energy.
So the right hand thumb is most important.
Yeah.
Does anybody else use a thumb pick? Or a lot of people do it?
Guitar players a lot.
I know.
Hard player I haven't seen. Maybe few of them can use it. Yeah. I haven't seen one.
How often do you get back to Venezuela?
Not often at all.
When was the last time you were there?
6 years ago.
And how long have you been in the United States?
First time, 74.
Been living here since 74. And you haven't been back in about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm better here. I feel better here.
No, I'm sick. You get a lot of recordings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You tell me. You have a large collection.
Mm-hmm. And they send me more and more. They keep sending me more.
Your friends and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen to old music and new music, both?
Yes.
What are some of the things you're listening to now? Is it new or older?
The old ones. Hard to find. Hard to find the good ones.
So would you say that you favor the older styles? You like that?
Because in my generation, I am in there. It was the way I play.
So people of your age, and when were you born?
47.
47.
43, no.
You were born in 43. You're 47 years old.
I am 40.
Three. You were born in 47.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that's the music you grew up with. So that's what you tend to go back to. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
I think that's found quite often, you know, that people seem to have a music that they identify with their generation.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And that's the prettiest music.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's it.
Well.
Okay, this is Bob Stone for our Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. I'm here at the residence of Cecilia Santos in Miami, Florida, with Jesus Rodriguez and Cecilia. And we're documenting their Venezuelan harp apprenticeship. It is June the 17th,
yes.
1991, here in Miami, Florida. Okay, we were talking about, how do you say that again?
Seis por derecho.
Six by the right.
Yes, this is the one of the key movements of to being able to play the Venezuelan kind of music, because this particular one has the difference of being finished in the right hand, close the bar in the right hand, which is only for that song, and this gives the movement you can use through the all the songs. You know, it gives you that feeling that you need, you know. That's why it's one of the fields we should learn. It's like this, you know, six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
and it ends on the treble.
Yes, then the complete thing goes through the fifth, the fourth, and the first. Hold on. Figures inside the same pattern, so then you make variations inside, you know.
So that's one that Cecilia
about the same parameters.
That's one that Cecilia has worked on.
Yes, this was one of the first. You want her to play?
Well, we could just run down a list for any way you want to do it. Maybe let's run down a list now.
Yes. Then we practice another is a tonada llanera. We start working with the Venezuelan tunes like that, say, por derecho. Then we go to the tonada llanera. Tonada is some more melancholic music, more slow. And basically, it's about the same. You know, it doesn't have too many changes.
Is it a waltz?
It's like a waltz. Uh-huh. And this is like a joropo and pasaje.
Could you write that out here?
Yeah, this is a...
been working on five tunes.
In five tunes, you know. Now I'm going to, in this time to come, I'm going to try her to put, doesn't matter if it's only these songs, but in different tunes, you know. So being able to be in different part of the harp, what you do here, now you're doing it here.
In different,
you know,
keys.
Yes, in different keys, you know. Because she has to improve and develop creativity, you know, be able to see what songs can be played.
You have to retune the harp for each key?
For each key, yes. Yes. So it's only one key by the time.
Can you give me the keys for each one of those?
It's a major key. Now we are playing in about D.
D.
Yes, but if you play that, for example, in A,
you play in different strings. Mm-hmm. So you have to be used to play in other parts of the harp. Mm-hmm. Basically, you do the same thing.
Right.
If you play one thing in one key or other, but because you are in other strings, you get lost. Mm-hmm. Then you have to be able to play in any key.
So by doing that,
as well as minors,
you develop a feel for the whole instrument.
Yes, yes. For example, let's say por derecho, if you play that in minor, it got other name. Mm-hmm. Pajarillo. Pajarillo, they call that. If it's in minor key. Uh-huh. Anyone, minor. Hola.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo le va? Mucho gusto.
Gusto de verlo.
Buenas tardes.
Hola, ¿cómo estamos?
Muy bien. Con permiso. Okay. Ay, hombre, se acordó otra vez, ¿verdad? Qué bueno.
Well, yes.
Could you run down the list? Could you play those tunes quickly?
Me? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Just, you know, short.
My or her? She can play.
Okay, well, let's have Cecilia play.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Okay, so okay. What are we going to do?
Dale el 6 por derecho ahí, a ver qué tal.
Okay.
El 6 por derecho.
No, so Cecilia on the harp and Jesus on the cuatro.
Yes.
No,
very
good.
No, I don't. Sing too. Okay? Yeah. I'm gonna sing that. It's a music for singing.
Right.
And I'm going to try to sing a little bit too. Thank you.
traigo los males míos, viendo las aves volar, aves volar.
A very nice and very well-known song, which is was made popular by the Venezuelan players and singers. But that song is really from Paraguay, which also has the tradition of the harp. It's El Pájaro Chogui. It's a name of a bird there. Pájaro Chogui.
Hard to accomplish rhythm and melody and harmony and everything is very hard. It's a hard job. I was very lucky to be able to pass this for her, because you know several people that I try to teach, they don't learn. They just don't learn. And this apprenticeship for me is a real challenge. For being able to put the other person to play, it's hard. Yeah, I had to first pick the right person, which is very hard. I live in Naples and I have to travel 100 or some miles. I could pick somebody from Naples, but I know they don't going to do nothing, you know, after the year, the end of the year, say, hey, where is your pupil? I say, I don't have any, you know, it's quit. It's very hard, it's very hard.
What do you think is the hardest thing about playing the harp?
The beginning. The beginning, the jump. When you hold in that position, the first movement, then when you are able to jump to the second, when you do the second note, you play harp already.
What do you mean, the second note?
For example, when you are in one tone, like this one only, like this, no? This is in the beginning, no? When you do like this, then you play. But until that, you have to work a lot. First problem, see the harp. In the first time that you see the harp, you get dizzy because the string, you have to make your eyes used to see the different distance. Mm-hmm. Each string is different distance. Nothing to support the view, mm-hmm. the convergence of the day, so it's hard. Now, then you spend maybe 3 weeks learning to see, just see the string. Then, first, you know, the same different things with the same position. Then when you are able to hold the second position, then you can start practicing other things like strenuous notes. Now it's another step.
Just a chord change.
Yes, yes.
First move, that's a big step.
Oh, yes. This is the key step. Mm-hmm. After you go to the second chord, now you can say you can play hard. Mm-hmm. But it's a major step.
How about tuning the harp?
Tuning is a little bit work, depending of what key you want to tune. We choose one of the hard key to listen, which is D. D is a mid-range in between the keys, but it's not as low as A or as high as F, which if I put the harp in F, you have to play everything in the highest. And if I put the harp in A or B, you have to play in the lowest. Mm-hmm. And D is a nice key to listen in, but it's hard to listen when you tune it. It gives you a little work to tune it. It's good because when you tune to other keys, are easy for the ear. You know, somehow they, I don't know if it works for every people, you know. But mm-hmm. for me, I find, for example, the key of B, very easy to tune and very nice of the sound. But low, a little bit too low. D is the perfect key. Like for example, I see, for example, a key of C, music too flat, you know, they don't say nothing, you know, it's like talking. Mm-hmm. Key of A,
I believe it's like a make you sleeping, you know, it's like a church music. It's too low. B is good because it's a low key, but with all the sharps, many sharps. Then it gives you another quality of the tuning. I like B.
Do you have perfect pitch, you know?
I believe yes, but I haven't tested that. When I tune an instrument, the instrument itself tell me where is right. Mm-hmm. And it's very close to the right, you know, mm-hmm. to the right. Sometimes I play too long time in one key and then I have to switch to other key because my ear becomes deaf to that key. Mm-hmm. And don't want to listen to it. Then I have to change and like a refresh mm-hmm. the ear looking for other level of music. It happened also. Let's play now this Solamente Una Vez. This is a... Solamente Una Vez. This is a Mexican popular tune. It's a, as I say, it's a, the same elements of the Venezuelan music. This old music come from the Spanish music of the centuries. And even they come from the Arabic music and they come from the Egyptian music. We don't know where it come from. I believe the music has not too much evolution. You know, it's a popular music. I see Argentina tunes, French or Italian. They are about the same. Change a little bit, you know, of the melody, but the harmonies and the tuning and the logic of the music. It's very...
The rhythm, the emphasis on the rhythm is...
The rhythm, they go very close. One to the other, you know?
Well, let's hear it.
Yes, solamente una vez.
Okay.
Thank you.
not good. Also, we the classes has been very casual, very informal. I don't have any formal instruction of the music. What I play by strictly by ear, so the ways I can teach. When you say you explain what you did, you know, make a list of the topics we, the topics we have is the same topic, play and play and play, you know. I cannot say, you know. Anyway, some figures like the arpeggio in sixth, I like that figure when you finish in between the arpeggio of the sixth. Mm-hmm. It's real nice, it's one of the emphasis I give. You finish with the arpeggio in sixth, which sounds good. And things like that. But I don't can make no difference in the names of the many parts of the music that I use.
How did you learn?
I learn by myself. I learn when I started working with this, I only knew maybe two or three different songs. So when I start being a professional, I had a lower level that she has now. So, and I could be able to work with it, you know. Then listening to the music and people asking for different songs made me learn more. And with practice and practice, too much time, then you will develop more easy to play, you know, scale.
How old were you when you first started playing?
The harp about 14 years old, more or less, 14, 15 years old. Yes.
Do you remember when you got your first harp that was yours, or did you start on somebody else's, or your father's or mother's?
Yes,
or
well, some friend of mine left a harp in my house for me, you know. He say, here you have this harp. Okay, then I start doing nothing, you know. So 3 or 4 weeks later, he came back and I say, you can have your harp back. Because it's too hard, I cannot do nothing. But before he took the harp, he said, you have to do like this, ding, 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 ding. Then I, when he took the harp, then I realized I could play.
So he showed you just a little bit.
Just say, no, you have to do like this, okay. Then he took the harp. No, it's too hard, you don't forget it. Then I say, I can't play. Then I figure everything, you know, what I did. Then I have to look for another harp. It was not so hard. In Venezuela, you can find them. You find them not too hard. Anyway, we have a very, Cecilia has a very good luck having a nice instrument, a good instrument. Mm-hmm. Venezuelan harps, one is good, 2, 3, 4, or 10 are no good. Mm-hmm. Then another comes out good.
Are they all pretty much the same size?
Yes, you know, these,
like
yes.
The length of the string or whatever?
Yes, all the same.
Pretty cool.
The same.
How many strings on this harp?
I believe this got 32.
How many does yours have?
32. The Venezuelan harp lately, they had, long time, I remember they had 36. They have 4 more basses. Mm-hmm. But because the quality of the string were only one piece of plastic, mm-hmm. gives no sound at all. They took off those strings. But they took off the string, but not changing the dimension of the harp. Mm-hmm. Some do bigger or smaller harps, mm-hmm. but they are like a standard, you know.
So 32 is pretty popular.
Yes. The Paraguayan harps got more strings to the high, but it's lack of the string in the lows. So it go higher, but no lower. I have the Paraguayan harp, which I like very much, but I find I need strings at the end of the harp. Mm-hmm. In the Venezuelan harp, I don't need those strings. I have them. Mm-hmm. You know, they have say different things. You know, but it makes a little difference.
So once you got started, once you finally did get started, what happened after the guy took the harp? Then you found one.
I start playing right away.
Your family played music, right? Your family?
No. It was my own, my own feeling. And those times, it was about in 1960, 63 or so, I lived in Caracas, which is the city. And the music I play is the music from the country. And my friend didn't like it. They were ashamed of that. And I like it. And I say, no, I like all the kind of new music and everything. But I cannot deny my music. This is the music of my country. Not because patriotism or whatever, you know. It's because the cultural values of the person, of myself, you know. I keep that very strong, being in cities that they don't acknowledge what I do. Later, now I know it's a new movement and the people, the young people is recovering that. If I go there, they like what I do. Now, but because many people...
30 years ago, it wasn't so popular.
No. Only in the country, very far from the cities, you know. Uh-huh. Then you find this thing, you know. I saw the first people coming from the countryside to the cities with the music, and I saw them, and I get very...
And who were some of those people?
I remember one group calling Los Llaneros del Oeste. They got the one of the best persons, Eneas Perdomo, among others, José Romero, which is the first harp player with that kind of music coming to Caracas.
And he has a son who plays still?
Yes, lately now his son is very famous, Joseito Romero.
Joseito.
Joseito, it's like a diminutive, right. You know, Joseito Romero. Marcelo Quinto. José Romero, Marcelo Quinto, El Carrao de Palmarito, is one of the most beautiful voices. His voice is like a bird. He's incredible, El Carrao de Palmarito. And others, I cannot remember. Lately, it's a big man in there, which is Reinaldo Armas. He's a new man. He made so many new compositions. And in Venezuela, he sells more music than anybody else. Maybe you put his records and everybody else in order, and he sells by himself more than other people altogether. He's very, very big.
His compositions, are they traditional sounding?
Yes, yes.
So it's within the tradition.
Yes. It's like it's a folk music for me, you know. It's a new music, but it's like a urban music. With the folk elements, then the thing that happened in the city, they tell you about the telephone, they tell you about the automobile, they tell you about other things, you know. Like, we don't have any light in the house, you know. Before, you know, nobody had light, you only have primitive, you know, right. But now they talk about the things they have. You say, I was listening to the radio. You know, in the folk music, you didn't have no radio, you know. No. But with the same elements, nothing changed. Also, we have to a little tendency of the new music, which is the popular music, and we practice a song, Fernando, which is from the group ABBA. That group comes from Sweden, right? Sweden? Mm-hmm. Yes.
ABBA
group. We play one song from them, which we like. I want her to learn more of the new music because maybe she can go some places and play that music that people know. Mm-hmm. I remember sometimes I send some friend to a place that I have to go, and I say, you go, instead of me, and if he stick in the Venezuelan folk music, people don't know what he's playing. People believe he's crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. I play that music in the places, in any places of whatever people, but one then in between, you know. I put one in between, you know. I mix it with other kind of music so that people can enjoy other the music that they know. Let's play this.
Fernando.
Thank you. looking for work. He was in a hotel and he was going to see the manager of the restaurant. And they say, okay, say, sí, can I see the manager? Say, ah, you have to go to the restaurant. Oh, yes. Say, what is the name of the manager of the restaurant? Say, Fernando. Okay. Then I saw Fernando. I say, oh, nice to meet you. I want you to listen to me a little bit, something I do. Okay. Then I start, three. You hide it.
Play Fernando.
Yeah. Give me a job right away. He didn't know I know his name, you know?
Tell me, what, this might not be easy to answer, but what do you, what would you say makes a good harp player? What makes somebody outstanding? You know, what makes one better than the other?
I tell you, it's something like it's a subjective
thing,
you know?
Sure.
I see the interest. Being able to have the instrument first. When I see people, they say, I want, they say, for example, I say to somebody, hey, I can find, you know, somebody pay you and pay me you to learn. I say, well, I don't know, you know, they have too much money. You not qualify. You, wow. They say, I buy the harp, okay. So if you buy the harp, you learn because you spend money. No way, you don't live.
But you put an importance on it.
Yes.
But I mean among harp players, you know. If there were six harp players in this room and you really liked one, what might it be that's...
Ah, no, no, I like all. No comparison. No comparison. I can be in the best harp player of the world and they do amazing things for me. And I can play for them. And they get amazed what I do. Maybe they play more or less or whatever, but everybody has his own touch, different. Like her already, Fernando, for me, she plays that song better than me. I like better.
Just more feeling? Or what
it's another, it's a kind of thing that she does there that only she can do because we learn in a free way. Mm-hmm. It's not any formal. And she learned by herself what she do is okay. It's not what I do. I give, you know, some parameters. Mm-hmm. And she works inside those parameters, but with his own words, his own feeling, which is different than mine. I teach that boy, he didn't know anything. And he can teach me already. 3-4 years ago.
Peter.
He can. Sometimes they say you have to clean, organize, you know. But he does some wild things that I don't do. Because in Colombia, they are in other age. You know, it's like another generation of the music. And he listens of the same tune. They say Seis por Derecho from Colombia. I listen Seis por Derecho in Venezuela. They are different.
What's the difference?
It's something inside. You cannot tell. It's something that is in there that nobody knows. You know, you only say, "Oh, what happened?" You know, it's, you get amazed.
So the harp then is pretty. Must be capable of a variety of expression.
Oh yes, yes.
So is it one of those instruments? That it's hard for one harp player to sound like another?
Mm-hmm. In the Venezuelan style, mm-hmm. it's almost impossible that you do the same that other, or in Colombia. I know several harp players from Colombia of the best, and they all play different.
Uh-huh.
Nobody plays the same.
You can tell it.
But I find the Paraguayan harp players, they play about the same way. Someone, you can say, this plays better than the other. Because they do the same figures, they separate more the music. It's more, it's a newer music, and got more strict rules to follow. Venezuelan music does not strict, even the rhythm is it's very, it's not equal all the times. You stretch it, the rhythm, or so shrink and stretch or shrink the rhythm.
If you had a metronome playing when you play,
no way.
It wouldn't be right.
No, no. It don't tell you nothing, because sometimes you have more feeling than, sometimes, even with more power that you give, but that you go slow, you know?
Do people dance to this music?
Huh? Dance, yes, yes.
Yeah. What sort of dance do you do?
Vals. It's a waltz time. You can put that.
But how about the faster ones, the pasaje and joropo?
Yes, they say they dance that very close to the Mexican dances, the Mexican folk dance.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference of the dancers, which because Mexico has been too much influence in all the folk in Venezuela, people don't know. But if you see the people from the countryside dancing that song, they never put the hands back. Never. Maybe you can dance like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, it's okay. But never like this. If you see something, do this Mexican.
Behind the back is,
yes, it's Mexican.
So is it a dance that couples do together, or is it a group?
Well, if you see, yes.
Which? So,
anywhere. Anyhow.
A group does it, or just two people?
They can, for example, if you go to a dance in one town that, say, in a farm or something, that they have that tradition, you find everybody playing, everybody dancing, you know, like here in any nightclub. Everybody dance by his partner, you know. But sometimes more they can make choreography. They can tell you stories about the choreography and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they make very nice things with choreography, beautiful things they do.
Do you know how old some of these tunes are?
Well, they Seis por derecho, pajarillo, tonada. Maybe 300-400 years old, maybe more. In the beginnings. From the beginning, because they are very...
So was the harp introduced by the Spanish?
I believe, yes. I believe the Jesuits broke the harp. The Jesuits. In the beginnings.
So is it a combination of a Spanish, European, with the Indian influence?
I believe it's more like the Irish. If you see in the Venezuelan harp, the construction of the harp, it's the same like the Irish harp. It looks different because
the decoration,
the detail, you know, the finish is different. But if you see the solution, like this solution, this solution are the same.
Size?
No, the Irish harp are smaller, and the kind of wood is thicker, and the strings tighter. But I mean the way they made it. For example, to put this stick in here, they open a little hole in here, and just put in there. In other models, like the Paraguayan harp, is different.
So
this comes inside here, and this go in a little piece of wood apart from here. So it's another solution.
So the construction of this harp, the Venezuelan harp, is very similar to the Irish harp.
The similar, yes.
The Irish harp is usually smaller.
It's smaller, yes. It's smaller and tighter.
Yeah, it would have
and to be. Thicker, the wood.
Is there ever wire strings on a Venezuelan harp? Sometimes the Irish play wire strings.
We do, also. It's a part close to Caracas, Miranda State and Aragua State, in the center of Venezuela. Not from the south, from the plains, which is the main region for the harp. But in the center of Venezuela, they make harp and they put metal steel strings in the harp, yes. It sounds real, real good too. They sound, it's another kind of of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that. They put, but I remember the field harp that I had a tripe, you know, a pig. Pig tripe.
Guts.
Yes.
Guts.
No, they use it with pig. The big ones, they were not goat. I remember they say pig, you know? Oh, I remember the
gut.
Yes.
That's what
I'm saying. Yes, but from pig, from pigs.
Yeah.
From goat. Yeah, right. You say goat. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now they're
from pigs.
Yes. Pigs. Yes. Now the plastic takes that, but because the plastic is the same sound.
Right.
A little bit clear. The sound of the tripe is more short and strong, but too opaque. The plastic gave better, more quality of the sound.
Mm-hmm. You play with your fingers, not with your nails. You don't play with your nails?
Well, it help. Have a little bit of nail help, but some hard players cannot play if they don't have nails. I don't care.
I know one.
Yes. I don't care have nail or no nails. Sometimes I use a pick in the right thumb.
Oh, sometimes a pick for the bass.
I use, but I haven't nobody doing that. I do that. I haven't seen other pep.
You're the only person you know who uses a pick. Oh, that's on the treble.
Yes,
on the treble, on the high.
Yes, because I don't use this nail. Then I found that I had a few days to learn how to use it. But it's easier because you can hit more the string harder with less effort.
But Cecilia plays with her nails.
Yes.
She has long nails. And
yes.
So it makes a different tone.
Yes. Yes.
Does it make it louder for her? Or?
Well,
it doesn't seem to be. It seems that you play louder.
I can play louder because I can play with more punch to it. I can put more pressure to the string.
Experience.
No, and because I use just the fingertip, I can pull the string with all my strength. She cannot do that because she pulls the string with the nail and break the nail.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, I see.
So, but it's a personal problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I say when I see the first time, say you have the nails a little bit large, but if you can do it, can do it.
Hey, hello.
Aquí y siempre, o sea que en la segunda posición poniendo las dos estas aquí o aquí te da las dos posiciones aquí, o sea que estos quedan en el mismo. Y solamente cambia esto y esta, aquí, vea qué tal. Esta es la que te da un chavo broma un poco. It's another tune that in everything.
So,
these figures are usable in other everything. What
you do. When you teach, you just show her a little bit and then you get right on the cuatro?
Most of, well, depending of the moment she is, you know, in the very beginning.
Now what you
maybe
just,
not.
What
now
you
she's able
her.
To have a rhythm at the same time. I remember, I saw a long time ago in a school of harp, and they start with one hand. They put the other hand. I no agree, because if you start one hand, you can play everything there, but when you start with the other hand, you do nothing. We start all together.
Both hands right
yes,
away.
All together, yes. It's no way to...
What were you just explaining to her in Spanish?
What I explain is if you the main position, the harp always work in the octave from 8 to 8, you know, so you have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do again. Okay, if in the fifth I divide the tune in three, you know, the first, which is the note, the first, the second, which I call the fifth, I call the second, you know, and the third, which is really the fourth, you know, it's the third in the key, you know, like number one, number two, and number three, you know? Okay. So I say, if in the second position, so in this, in the fifth, you skip the two strings here or there, like the eighth, you put the annular finger, then you skip one, and the center finger, then you skip one, and the index finger, then you skip two, and put the thumb. Okay, the two string skipped are between the index and the thumb, and then you change, you don't change the annular or the thumb.
The ring finger.
Yes. Then you skip the two between the ring finger and the middle finger, and you have the other note without going to other strings. Always here, you see, like this,
right,
and this. This and this. And you have like this, you see? So the two extremes are the same, and inside are different, uh-huh, and give you the two different notes, the two chords, uh-huh, without the, changing
what's
the...
What's the name of this piece?
We can call that El Gabán.
What's that mean?
Gabán. El Gabán is that in minor. In major, they don't play it. They don't have it. I use it for practice because it gives you creativity in the make other figures inside the two notes, the two chords. A gabán is, in this case, is the is a big blue heron, very big, and this heron has the particularity of look like a man from the distance. Mm-hmm. If you see how the thing stands, mm-hmm, you see from the distance, you see like a man. It's not a man, it's the, that bird, that blue heron, you know?
How do you spell that? G-A-B-O-N?
G-A-B-A-N. G-A-B-A-N.
G-A-B-A-N.
Yes. Gabán. Gabán, yes. Gabán also in other parts means coat, but not for this song. El Gabán in this case is that bird. No, the coat. You know, you can see the overcoat, mm-hmm, gabán. But it's another, no has nothing to see with that. Okay. But when played in minor, in major.
So you're playing in major here?
In major, yes.
So it doesn't really have a name, but if it was.
Don't
minor,
have no name.
It would be El Gabán.
El Gabán. Let's try it, no? See, this is, we are giving a class. We don't know that one.
¿Bate de comer?
Sí.
Your basic approach is to teach her pieces, little pieces that she can put together.
Yeah, yes. It's what we do, yes.
Then,
for example, I want this for creativity. More creativity than other thing, because the skill is very short. is more creativity, what we're looking for. The way I do this is like this. The two chords. Reverse the controls of the harp.
What do you mean?
Make the harmony with the right and the melody with the left, which is, we call that bordoneo. Bordon is the name of the basses. The bass string, we call bordon. And bordoneo is hold the melody with the left hand and the harmony with the right hand, what in the second voice, not the real melody of the song. It's like a companion, you know? And I want her to learn that because it's one of, for me, was of the most hard things to learn, you know, like this. Figure that you it's nice to use it, and it's one of the figures she has to learn in this now, you know, in the next